Nilqawkom għal Kreattività Bla Konfini li huwa program fuq Campus FM organizzat mid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Dan il-program ħaj jiddiskuti arti, riċerka fil-Dipartiment kif ukoll avvenimenti kulturali li ser isseħħu fix-xhur li ġejjin. Jiena Audrey Rose Mizzi u ser kun qed nippreżenta dan il-programm flimkien ma' artisti, mużiċisti u studenti li qed jagħmlu riċerka fid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti. Illum hemm abord sejt intervista lill-violinista Inga Marcel u waqt il-programm ser nisimgħu siltiet ġentilment mogħtija minn Inga stess.
Emma Borge, and I'm going to be your host for today, and I'm being joined by the wonderful Inga Marcel. Inga is participating in the Straight Street Concept under the artistic directorship of Dr. Giuseppe Schembri Bonacci. Hi Inga, how are you today?
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you, I'm very well.
So Inga, let's get straight into it, and would you like to explain to people what you do, what your job is, stuff like that? You know, you're a violinist, but would you like to go into it a bit more?
Yes, my job is to entertain people, actually, and to make them happy. And I enjoy doing it. That's what I was doing since I was 5 years old. And basically, I haven't been doing anything else all my life.
Something you're very passionate about, without a doubt, then.
Yes, it became my lifestyle, and it became, you know, my work and my hobby and all other things. So I feel quite confident doing this, you know, because I feel audience. I feel what I can give them, you know, and I'm able to react in the situation, you know, when I have audience in front of me. I feel that I know how to satisfy them at the moment. You know, these like experiences come during the long years, you know, working like face to face with the audience.
So this is something that you've learned. This is something you can't be taught. This is something you've just learned through practice, being able to tell an audience's energy and how to react to it, I imagine, then.
Absolutely. Of course, there are books and there are studies, you know, every subject in life.
Without a doubt, you know, you're not going to wake up one day and you're like, I'm really good at playing the violin. This is perfect.
Yes, you know, like practicing in concerts, playing a lot for audience, you know, in different venues, actually, you know, and Strada Stretta, actually, it is very interesting venue, you know. It is very unusual venue, even for me, although I've been playing in very different venues all around the world, you know, starting from the big concert halls, you know, and wearing long black dresses and, you know, finishing in very simple places, you know, and where people even eating. But Strada Stretta, it's something very different, you know, something very different and quite unique, I would say, you know, starting, you know, with the venue, which is like a ruined house, you know, and knowing the history of this venue, it becomes even more, you know, how to say, extraordinary, you know, because if people know the history, I won't mention it now.
Yeah.
It has controversy.
We have an idea.
Controversy, actually, Straight Street in Valletta. It's very controversy. And now, in this place, there are happening arts and music and poetry and, and also, which is amazing, I would say. When Giuseppe started it, you know, I was quite skeptic. Actually, I was quite skeptic. And when I came first time into this place and even second time, I didn't feel like playing there at all. You know?
Why was there something which you just automatically thought like, this probably isn't my place to be right now?
It was, yes, exactly like this. And it was quite cold, you know, and it just was ruins, you know.
Yeah.
It was just ruins, you know, and it didn't impress, you know, any like artistic ideas for me, you know, and I wasn't inspired. But little by little, you know, I started to love this place, especially, you know, there is a community now, yeah, you know, around Giuseppe Scambri, you know, and a very creative community and very interesting people, I would say, from not only from Malta and not only Maltese residents, but even artists from all over the Europe are coming, you know. And this is exactly what is, you know, it is about artistic laboratory, you know, which happening, yeah, in many places in Europe, you know, now in very unusual places. There are happening arts, you know, or synthesis of arts, when, you know, we match unmatchable things, you know, unmatchable, you know, how. So this is something like that, is Strada Stretta concept. Strada Stretta. So I played quite a few projects there, and now a few projects are coming again. And Giuseppe is always encouraging me, suggest an extraordinary project, give me something extraordinary, you know, give, yeah, me something new. And this is exactly what I want to do, you know. I want to find always something new, you know, because these classical music vibrations, they are very nice, you know, but in this 21st century, you know, we need something different already, you know.
You need to push the boundaries.
Yes, we need to push the boundaries, and we need a bit different vibes. And, you know, I'm finding that this is a place where could happen anything, you know, what has value, anything, you know, could happen. I mean, any arts, any synthesis of arts.
What do you mean by that, if you don't mind me asking?
I mean that this venue is very open for expanded understanding of art, you know.
For artistic exploration.
Yes, for experiment, artistic experiment, you know. There are not many places like that, you know, because place normally, limits you. What you can offer for this place. The venue tells very often, you know, there are boundaries in every venue, you know. What could happen, could be happening, mm-hmm, here, you know. You can push the boundaries, but not too much, you know. If it's manual theater, it's manual theater, you know, and you can play jazz in manual theater and with a strong beat. But, you know, I believe that, you know, still it has some boundaries because it's a theater, you know, and when it's this Strada Stretta,
you know, it's a polar opposite. It's true.
You can expand actually your creativity as much as you want.
So would you say that the venue really does have that much of an impact? I mean, I agree with you in what you're saying. I find that the Manuel Theater, although it's trying, or at least has been trying, to open its boundaries and maybe be a bit more experimental, Strada Stretta is completely open for that. Maybe it's because historically it's always been open to almost everything. But the Strada Stretta concept is really pushing this to a new level, where they even want to combine certain types of projects, even types of music together, and really push it onto another level. Would you say that this impacts the person performing? Would you feel that there actually is a boundary to a certain extent, which you would have in the Manuel Theatre, but you don't have as much in Strada Stretta?
Yes, in Strada Stretta, I think we can be absolutely free, you know, with our creativity, and we don't need to think that we will offend somebody or we will be impolite, you know, yeah, even with music, you know. And for example, my coming concert on the 3rd of June. On the 3rd of June. Now elections are coming, so I'm afraid.
Good luck.
I'm afraid we might change the date. I don't know yet, but we will make our own arrangements for tango pieces. You know, we will have jazzy tango, and it will be absolutely something new. You know, and I dare to propose my own concept of this music, you know.
Okay.
Which is, you know, I believe because of this concept where you can do it, you know. If it would be Royal Theatre or something like that, probably I would go to somebody to get my arrangements approved. You, mm-hmm, know? And this is a place where I can just allow myself to experiment.
That sounds wonderful. So when it comes to types of genres that you like to play, are there any specific ones? Because from what I can tell, It's very open. You're very experimental with a number of different genres. You had mentioned jazz previously, you had mentioned classical. Is there a particular type of genre you really enjoy playing more than others?
You know, I am very, how to say, I'm not faithful for music, I can say like that, because every year and even every few months I have different genre, you know, with which I am in love, you know, and it changes all the time. So at the moment it is retro jazz, you know,
okay.
Which is quite old. It is, I can mention Grappelli Grissman, you know, this mm-hmm. is the area where I'm getting in, you know, this is very particular jazz improvisation, which was all my dream all my life, you know, but somehow I had boundaries in my head, you know, that I cannot do it.
Why would you feel that? That's
very,
the best
very
part of jazz, because yes. you're allowed to improvise and you're allowed to really experiment with yourself and find your own personal boundaries.
So, you know, no, I believe that it is like my technical level, it might be not enough or not good enough, but I'm finding that it is absolutely, you know, I can do it, you know, just I need to relax a lot, and let go for my fingers, you know, and so this is where I'm in love now, and I'm preparing something, you know, for next autumn, actually, and I hope that I can do proper, like, retro jazz very soon with some, like, musicians, and... And ever my passion, actually, which is going to the end, but not at the lowest level. So it's my tango, you know, I like, and now I will be very happy to experiment with jazzy piano player. And actually was one of my dreams. You know, I've learned it from one Korean violinist Naoko Terai. She's amazing, actually. She improvises classical music, but mainly, you know, yeah, she improvises all classical music and tangos with jazzy, you know, improvisations. She has fantastic arrangements, you know, and she impressed me a lot and inspired me a lot, and now this is what I'm doing as well, you know, combining tango harmony with new jazzy sounds.
And sounds amazing. It sounds complicated, I will give you that. It does sound a little bit complicated, so credit to you for doing this. Mm. It does sound really cool, though.
Yes, I hope that we will record with Tom Hermitage some jazzy tangos very soon after the concert. And so strata, you know, allows these experiments, you know, and nobody will judge you, you know, because the atmosphere in the concert and around community is very welcoming, you know. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that not everybody succeeds very well, you know, in the experiment, because experiment is experiment, you know.
There's going to be failures. It's going to be success. Like,
yes,
you're going to well.
But that's how we grow, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how we grow. And the fact that there is a venue or there is a, you know, space where you can do it, it's a, like a lab, you know, like mm-hmm. a laboratory. So I am very happy, actually.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I will say that does sound really, really amazing. So you had mentioned your upcoming event in June. Would you like to go into that a bit more? You had mentioned there might be the slight problem and it might change the date, might. But would you like to go into what it's going to be about, what we should expect?
Yes, the closest our concert now where I'm going to participate, so this is on the 21st of May. It is a matinee concert, it's Sunday, and we will be playing three beautiful ladies, actually. Piano, Emel Hasanoglu on piano, and there is... soprano coming from Ukraine, Mariana Bodnar, mm-hmm. and I will be resembling violin. So we prepared a very interesting program, actually, which, you know, gives possibility a lot for me to come in as a violinist, and it's very well-known program in one hand, you know.
It's almost like a take on the three tenors to a certain extent, but it's incredible, like finding three women all equally talented, being able to do something like this. How is that like? How's the process going in general?
The process is going very well, actually. At first I was, you know, surprised and very, very happy about the pieces which we have chosen, you know, because we will be playing Kent Poulenc, Kent Debussy, and Vivaldi even, you know, and all the pieces are very beautiful, and we were very happy to choose the pieces where everybody can have its own place, you know, like proper place of all those pieces. They were not originally composed for three ladies. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's mainly for the voice, yes. But we chose the pieces where, like, I can get in with my violin very, very well, you know. I have my space there. And I don't feel, like, spaced out just I'm playing because I am on the list, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is like that. And the second concert, which is coming soon, it is on the day of elections, because concert was announced before the elections. So from matinee time, we moved to evening, and still probably we will consider whether we leave this date or change, you know.
That's horribly unfortunate.
And this is going to be, yes, this is my jazzy, tango jazz experiment. I'm very happy to have a piano player, Tom Hermitage. He improvises, you know, and I let him improvise and to make his own arrangements of tango, you know, mm-hmm. original tango scores, from original tango scores, to add jazzy, spicy chords. And from my side as well, I already, you know, how to say, for a long time, looking forward where I can present, you know, these new arrangements of tango. So I hope that we will have interesting concert.
No, I'm sure there will be both of them. I love how you have three women doing it. So I love that so much, like three women taking power, and they're like, okay, we're going to do this, and we're going to show we can do this incredibly, which you obviously will. It's great. I was going to ask you, in regards to being a violinist, obviously what comes to mind is that it's very restrained. Everything's very precise. At least someone like me who doesn't know how to play that instrument and probably wouldn't be very successful at it if I had to give it a go. So the outside impression is it's very specific and it's very precise. And then you're going to do something like jazz, which is absolutely improvisation. So was that a bit of a challenge at first? Or was it something that you adapted to incredibly easily?
It is a challenge, you know, because it's a totally different scales and of a totally different world, you know, from classical harmony. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I am still in the process, you know, because it took for me years and years even to accept that I could go into this new world, you know, because for me, the jazzy musicians, they were always mysterious musicians, you know. People, you know, who can play without scores, they seem like, you know, alliances for us, you know, classical musicians. No. But, you know, so I took years and years actually even to accept this idea that I can do it, you know, but then it happened, you know, that I started to join like groups, you know, of musicians, jazzy, and, you know, we were doing things where nobody bothers to have scores and you just either come in, either go out.
Yeah. There are not many more options.
Not many options, you know. So, you know, I started to feel that I know what to play, you know. And at first it was very, very difficult, you know, because I never was sure.
You have to have the confidence in yourself for jazz. If you're going to go in and just think, I might manage, you're probably not going to manage, often to not. You really have to feel, you know what, I'm here and I'm going to show it. And I imagine it's the exact same thing. So it probably was a bit intimidating, I can imagine, like going into it.
Yes, beginning was like that, you know, there were failures and everything there were, you know, in the beginning. But, you know, it is this is thing which you need to study as well, the same as classical harmony, you know. The same, I need to study, so I was taking private lessons for improvising and for, you know.
Wait, can you go into that a bit? Because that's really fascinating. How can you go to a lesson to improvise?
It is a lot to study, you know, jazz musicians, they study for years and years and years, you know, it is not that. So the time classically trained, it helps me, you know, because I know a lot how harmony is built in general, but there are very, very, you know, particular differences, which is better to know rather than to live for intuition, you know. So it helps a lot, you know, knowledge helps a lot as everywhere, you know, knowledge helps a lot, so. And there is a lot for me to study if I, you know, if I would want, you know, to go deeper in it. So I definitely need to study and study a lot. And I need to listen a lot of music, you know, a lot of improvisation. That's how we study as well. We learn from other people's creativity, you know. And that's why, how to say, I see jazz musicians, you know, they are really serious about it, you know, they always flip their earphones and they always, you know, doing something, you know, and because they are studying, you know, this is the world where you, there is no end, you know, there is no end. There is no end, and it, that's why it is very interesting and very, I'm very fascinated about it. And in another hand, there are no...
restraints, or is there nothing kind of stopping you?
You know, in terms of valuing it or acknowledging, you know, it is very subtle area to say how good you are or how bad you are. You know, this is the thing kind of where you need to open your heart, you know, and you are as you are, you know. And if I am myself, if I manage to be myself, you know, it is always good, you know. So,
has to be honest, you can't fake it at the end of the
exactly,
day.
Exactly, you know. And it's very, it feels very, very well for me when we play, when I play my improvisation or when I play somebody's improvisation, which I've read from the scores or I've learned from the tape, because that's what I do sometimes as well, you know. I steal and recreate or I base my improvisation on somebody's improvisation because I have very good ear, you know, I have absolute listening, and for me it's quite easy, you know, even sometimes easier to learn from the record than from the scores, you know, so it is normal practice, you know, because especially in my stage when I'm only getting into this world, so I'm learning a lot from other, you know, musicians, you know, how they do it, how they create these improvisations, you know.
I love how it's developed into that. Like nowadays, realistically, you can hear someone in jazz and you can take some notes and you're like, okay, I can apply that to myself. I had a story once truly impressed me in the beginning of the whole like jazz scene, before it was even recorded, right? It was first recorded by an all-white band, and before that they were going to, the first jazz recording was going to be by this incredible trumpeter whose name unfortunately I've forgotten, and he was going to do it, and then he noticed, oh wait, people might actually be taking my stuff, this can go horrible, people are going to copy my sound, it's going to go to hell. So after that point he actually used to go, whenever he used to play, he used to put a napkin or something on top of his trumpet, just so no one could actually see what he was playing. They could hear it, but they could never see it because it was so secretive. It's as if like your sound was your child. You have to take care of it and hold it tight. It's nice to see that this has like gone so far, where people are able to learn from one another and be able to really share their ideas and their sounds to develop something cool. I think that's wonderful, to be honest. And you were saying as well about copying. Well, you find that in art as well, where often to not, the only way to really develop yourself is by looking at the masters. You have to look at that and you have to really take notes and often to not just try copy it. So then you can develop your own style. It's the exact same thing, really and truly. No, I mean, it's fantastic. I wish you the best of luck with it because I'm sure it's going to be great. A final question, if that's okay. And this really and truly is very broad and you've gone into it quite a bit, but what does Strada Stretta mean to you? I mean, you're not... How am I going to put this? What does Strada Stretta mean to you, really and truly? And at base level, obviously it's something that gives you an element of creativity, which is rare to find. And even coming, obviously, you're not Maltese, you're from Lithuania, yes?
Yes.
So what does this mean to you, like, from a foreigner's perspective as well?
Well, for me, actually... First of all, it's people, you know, it's a creative community. So this is what is very important, you know. First of all, it's people. And second thing, it means probably a stage or a space where we can do things which we cannot do anywhere else, probably, you know. And in general, I'm very happy about Malta having the first lab, music lab, you know, because I so far I don't know that we had it before, where actually many artists can you know, share their arts and experience this art synthesis, you know, together. So probably those things for me.
That's great. Okay. Inga, thank you very much for coming today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Emma, as well.
Much welcome.
Bless you.
Fl-ħalt tal-programm Kreativita bla Konfini li huwa programm fuq Campus FM, organizzat mid-Dipartiment tal-Istorja tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Għal aktar informazzjoni fuq l-avvenimenti ta' Strada Stretta sibuna fuq Facebook billi tfittxu The Strada Stretta Concept. Dawn l-avvenimenti huma konnessi mal-APS Mdina Biennale Concept. Nixtiequ ninformaw l-udjenza tagħna li l-APS Mdina qed jiġu l-Contemporary Art Biennale se jiġi mtella fil-Mużew tal-Katedra l-Mdina bejn 13 novembru 2017 sa 7 ta' jannar 2018. APS Bank huwa l-partner uffiċjali tal-Mdina Biennale. Għal aktar informazzjoni nħeġġukom tidħlu fuq is-sit elettroniku www.mdinabiennale.com. Grazzi tal-li naqattu magħna, niltaqgħu l-ġimgħa d-dieħla.